This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I tell you what, I love their products, I love their business strategy. Management is top-notch. Why this stock is still trading around 2 to 3 cents a share, I don't know. We're talking about PCSAdventures.com. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCSV. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Todd Hackett. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Nice to be here.
You know, I want to talk about the 100-pound grill that was in the living room maybe a couple weeks ago, and there was a stop sign or a yield sign on there. My listeners want to know why that was on there, when it's going to come off. If you might bring us up to speed on that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, I can do that. First of all, I just want to say that some of the comments we might be talking about could be forward-looking, and also that the financial results that we reported are non-audited, although we prepared them the same as we always have when we had audited, and we plan to go back to audited numbers next year.
Okay.
Which is in sometime in April. Our new year starts April 1. So I just want to get that off there first. But as far as the yield sign on there, I need to check into that with OTC, because we thought we had all that taken care of. And to be honest with you, until you brought it to my attention, I didn't realize it was even still on there. It should be gone.
And why was it on there in the first place?
Because some of the reports had not gotten reported to the OTC, and there was a fee that OTC charges to have all that stuff on their website, and it's approximately $5,000 a year. And we paid that, and we hadn't paid it in the past, and we didn't realize that was causing the yield sign when we went to a non-reporting company. So we paid it since then, and I don't know why they're on there. I need to check that out.
So I just want to just clear this up. As of today, and that being November the 27th, everything's up to date. Everything is good to go. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, that is correct, and I will find out for sure as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay.
But yes, I believe it is.
I appreciate you bringing us up to speed on that and clarifying that. Second quarter business operations that were reported around 11:15. What do you attribute the success? And tell us about the report, if you would.
Well, we had $1.2 million, just terrible, $1.2 million in revenue, which was about 114% growth over last year, and a net profit of $80,000. And basically, the sales were strong, and it was a good quarter, not our best. Obviously, the quarter before that, we did 1.8, and this is a seasonal trend somewhat. And to be honest with you, the quarter we're in right now is the toughest quarter for the company, because you have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a lot of the schools and stuff quit doing their ordering. It's a slow time.
Absolutely.
That month, and it starts up. Then the next quarter, our Q4, which will start January 1, will be extremely strong. I mean, we're doing better this year, but it's still a weak quarter.
You know, I want to talk about the Kodak Riot drone, 250R, speeds up to 75 miles an hour. How will the license agreement with that product benefit your company?
Well, the product is actually something that we developed in-house, and we were going to try and market it, but we don't have the marketing muscle to get to the right end users. That's where Kodak came into the equation with their with this licensing deal. It became the Kodak Riot, which they have a bunch of channels they're introducing us to, so that we can hopefully get these on the shelf in some of these other retail places, so we can see our volume increase substantially.
And what's the price? What's the price point on that particular product?
I'm not sure what they're doing right now for if they're running any specials or not, but it's approximately $429,
$449. And speeds up to 75 miles an hour. Do I have that correct?
75.
Wow. Yeah, 75 miles an hour. That's incredible. My guest today is Todd Hackett. He is the chairman and CEO of PCSAdventures.com, and they're based out of Boise, Idaho company. They deliver technology-rich products and services from K to 12. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at their company, it's quite an interesting company. You can go to www.ecsaventures.com. edventures.com. They also trade on the OTC market. You can find them under the ticker symbol PCSV. Why does your company market cap have such a low value, say between 2.5 and 3 million, when you're already reporting revenues probably around $3 million a year?
Correct. So far, we've already reported $3 million in the first two Qs, and it'll be, you know, substantially more than that for the year. Basically, I can't answer that. We believe it's undervalued. We need to do a better job, obviously, in educating the market on where we're at. This is our third consecutive profitable quarter. So we need to somehow let the market know that we are doing a good job with the company, and the company's doing better all around.
Absolutely. And for my listeners, if you're looking for a great company and a science technology engineer company, look no further than PCSventures.com. Like Todd was saying, a market cap around 2.5-3 million. They've already done that. Usually a good ratio to value an undervalued company, you go about 3.5 times revenues. So it should be a market cap around 7.5. You took a 3 or 4 times the stock price right now. The stock should be trading between 7.5 cents to about 9 cents as fair value of the company, which you're picking it up around 2.5 cents. Todd, let me ask you this while I got you on the show. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, basically just, you know, take a look at the company. We believe that we're in pretty good position right now for market share, and we believe we have some partnerships that we're working with that we're going to see some more growth. And, you know, so far, year over year, all the quarters have been pretty strong. We're just going to keep doing a good job and try and create shareholder value for everybody.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. As for my listeners, take a look at the stock. Management's a winner. The product's a winner. The company's a winner, and you're buying it at a right price at 2.5 cents. Todd, I wish you a happy holidays, and thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thanks. I would appreciate being on the show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.